Yes, hello.
Hi, Angel?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, this is Lily again with Local Splash. Is this a good time?
Yeah, it's okay.
Perfect. So we did get the website updated already. It's actually been ready for a little while. I just got stuck on a long call. Sorry about that. But we are also updating your Google profile. That can probably take a couple hours since after the change, but it should be done by end of day as well.
Okay.
Okay, but on your website, the only number showing right now is your primary business line. Okay.
Only one number?
Yeah, so the only number showing right now on the website, even the button that's there to call, is the 917-679-6738 phone number.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Anything I need, I'll transfer to my assistant, but I'm going to be the one answering it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just let me know, and I'll be more than happy to help with any change as well. Okay?
Since you changed that number, is that going to show on Google Guarantee?
Not.
It should go automatic, no?
Yeah, it's updated on the entire account. So it depends on what products you have. If you have Google Guaranteed active, then it'll show there as well. Whatever's active will be updated automatically. Yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
Of course, no problem. One thing I did want to mention here, I just noticed, it looks like your payment failed today. Are you aware of that? I'm not sure if we have the wrong billing information on file.
It didn't go through?
No, it says invalid transaction. I actually just noticed it right now. It did not go through with the MasterCard ending in 3859.
3859. Hold on. Let me go get it.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay, hold on.
Of course.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. So you said the card didn't go through?
Yes, it did.
Is
not
that
go through.
3857?
No, I have 3859. So it looks like we only have the last number wrong. Sorry.
Oh, that's the wrong number. I thought I did update it, no?
No, it doesn't look like. I'm sorry. Let's see. You said it was 3857. Is the expiration month still June of 2030?
No, that's another, this is another car.
Oh, I see. Okay, so should I take the number in full again, since it is
yes.
A MasterCard? Okay. All right. Is that still a MasterCard, or will it be a Visa or Discover?
Yes, MasterCard.
Okay. Ready whenever you are.
5571.
Okay.
2760.
Okay.
5001. three, what did I say before? 3857.
Okay, thank you. And may I have the expiration month and year?
01/31.
Okay, and may I have the security code as well?
565.
Okay, thank you. And the code for this card, is that still 11370?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And do I have your permission to process the 129 due on your account?
Yes, okay.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment. Okay, that did go through. Thank you for updating that, Angel. So moving forward, that's the only card that will be on file, okay? It'll be this one ending in 3857.
Yes.
Okay, all right, perfect. And aside from this, was there anything else that I can help with today?
You remember I say I need to the Google account use them.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Okay, so you're talking about your listing in where you are right now, out in,
yes,
in Ecuador. Okay. Yeah, so we can create a listing over there, but it would have to be adding a whole new account. The reason being is because if we change the address to the one we have right now with all your reviews and everything to an address,
yes,
over there, then if Google asks for a re-verification, you're gonna need documents that show the address for that business over there where you are. I'm not sure if you have a business license in Ecuador where you are for your business, but if you don't, that's going to be a problem. It might even be suspended. They don't suggest it, but if you want to do that, I mean, well, at the end of the day, we'll do what you ask, but it's really not suggested because technically, per Google's guidelines, they ask that you create a listing here in the United States where you run your business and then one over there if you also run it over there. It's just not a good move, but we can do it if you absolutely would like us to try.
How much is to be, if I try, I don't want to lose a lot, but if I want to try, how much will it cost?
It'll be for a whole new account. And that, let me check. Let me see here.
And of course, that's going to be in Spanish.
Yeah, but I'd have to, I mainly asked our Google contact team because they're the ones that will tell us yes or no on different, moves to make on the Google profile. I did explain you're in another country, but as far as specifically where you are, I'd have to look because our accounts are always priced depending on where you are.
Right.
Let me just check to see if that's available here. I'm just going to place you on a 2-second hold. I'll be right back. Okay, Angel?
No problem. Okay, I wait.
Okay, one moment.
Oye, Papo Santos no está. Papo Santos no está.
¿Sí?
¿Dónde fue? ¿Fue para hacerlo?
Sí.
Yo vino un tráiler. Oh, ¿salió basura? ¿Qué es? No. Acá dices dónde que ponga.
Sí.
Tremendo, que también veo.
Okay, thank you so much for your patience, Angel. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Okay, so yeah, unfortunately, we wouldn't even be able to create a profile. You would have to be in United States or Canada. Canada is the only other country where we can create the accounts for. So in your case, what they would, the only suggestion is really to add for example, a category in your website of the work that you do over there, and then have it show up that way and share your website in Ecuador. But there's no way we can actually create a listing for Google over there or an account unless you're here in the United States or in Canada.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But when I search, it shows my competitors in Ecuador. But so what do? They call somewhere else?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's optimization companies there in Ecuador, but we don't, we can't optimize outside of the United States unless it's Canada. So we wouldn't even be able to help you there, right? We would have to suggest that you contact, somebody who can do optimization that works with Google, but in Ecuador, although I don't have information as far as that. I'm sorry, but yeah, I believe every country that has Google available will have companies that can help them with optimization.
So okay, so I think I have to search around here, and they will help me with that, right?
Yeah, and I just be careful, okay? Just make sure it's a company that has works with Google or has some type of connection with them. To be careful.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely understand. We've had some clients also that, you know, are from different countries that also want our service, but unfortunately, you know, because of Google's guidelines and then the laws here, we're not able to do anything outside of US or Canada.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, I mean, if you want us to add any information for the work you've done over there on your website, we can do that for you if you prefer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so if you find anything that you can help with, just let me know.
Yeah, I will. I'll talk a little bit more with management to see what if any options we have. But if we do, I will make sure to let you know right away.
Okay, yeah, because when I search, I find a lot of them, of course, in Spanish and also different, you know. But I did find that, like, the way I search in New York, I find the same way here.
Yeah.
It's just the language different.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing, same layout, same type of algorithm, just a different country and language. Yep, I completely understand. So yeah, I'll talk a little more with them. You know, maybe they can start looking into allowing our system to do things like that. But if there is something we can do for you right away, I'll make sure to let you know right away.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, no problem at all here, Angel. And was there anything else that I can help with today? Any other questions or concerns?
I just want to take care of if you can take care of the page, make sure it's nice and neat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I'm worried about.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I'll make sure to review the account. That's what I'm doing right now. Anyway, I'm going to review it in full. But yes, I'll make sure that the page is neat, it looks great, and any mistakes or anything that needs to be looked at, I'll make sure to let you know.
Yeah, like any good news, any updates, just if you can keep helping with this. So Michael looks presented. Michael looks live.
Yeah, exactly. Your website is actually really nice. I was going over that right now. But yeah, if do you happen to have any new photos right now that you can send, Angel, or are we up to date with your
right now? I'm going to tell my assistant to do that.
Okay.
I know there is a lot of pictures, but...
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
No worries.
So I'm going to tell her to do that.
Okay, yeah, if you can send in new ones, that would be great, and I'll be waiting for them here. Other than that, I'll make sure to review your entire account. Okay.
Thank you, then.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Same to you. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.